Nail bars and nail art have not always been associated with classic gallery spaces, but the Renaissance exhibition at the National Gallery shows there is a high level of skill and creativity behind nail art. The exhibition marks the end of a collaboration between the gallery and the nail bar Tropical Popical, where nail artists have been utilising the smallest of canvases to bring art to everybody's fingertip. I'm joined in studio by Andrea Horan from Tropical Popical and Sinead Rice from the National Gallery. I was in at the exhibition today and there was just fantastic nail art inspired by the collection. It started though, Sinead, when you had the Vermeer exhibition and Masters of Genre Painting. What made you think of a partnership with a nail bar?
When we had the Vermeer exhibition, that was the second major temporary exhibition that the gallery was doing in 2017, but it was a phenomenon. I mean, it was Vermeer and it was bringing together so many of those works. So we knew it was going to be a popular show. We knew it was going to do well, but we reckoned, of course, that there's an audience for Vermeer. Museum goers would go, people who knew Vermeer would go, people who like Tracy Chevalier and Girl with the Pearl Earring. But there's also a whole audience that maybe wouldn't have connected with it. So with the programme we developed around it, we wanted to go beyond the audience we knew we'd get and think, how else could we connect with it? And also, how could we use it to inspire new things? And one member of the team actually suggested, would you consider Tropical Popical? They do this phenomenal Creative Wednesdays thing where girls working in the salon would respond to works of art or pieces of design or whatever. And full disclosure, I hadn't heard of them before. I know, I'm sorry. Now I will never forget you, obviously. But I went online, looked at it. I thought it was exceptional in terms of what they were doing. Contacted Andrea, we met up, and then I felt hugely confident just because of how they approached it then in terms of what they were going to do to respond to
and
it.
And Andrea, what were you doing? Was there art inspiration in what you were doing on these creative days?
So we were trying to push the boundaries on what we could offer clients. And I suppose the clients only ask for what they see. And if they don't know what they can possibly have, they're not going to ask for it. So we wanted to build up our social media with content. So each Wednesday we would have Creative Wednesday where we'd pick an artist and from it could be from the Tate Modern. And this, it was never a classical piece. It was always modern art. So it could be Roy Lichtensteiner, the big heavy hitters in the modern art who are like quite like us in personality. They are big, colourful, graphic, etc. So it was very...
And you would paint a detail from their painting or reduce their painting to a nail size.
I wish I could. I can't even draw a line. The girls would look at it and they do it in different ways. So some of them would recreate the piece, or then they could go hone in on certain details on it and then create a pattern or whatever was the inspiration. It could just be a colour story. It depends on how their minds think. So it's a whole world of design.
So Sinead, it moved on then and nail artists have been responding to the permanent collection and and temporary collections as they come in. So the exhibition that's on there at the moment is the result of that work.
Yeah, I mean, it's the result of a very long partnership. So we've had a year-long creative partnership with Tropical Popical. But prior to that, we had the, like, I suppose it was about approximately 3 months, the project we did for Vermeer. And when, as Andrea is saying, what they were previously responding to would have been very colourful, large kind of more pop or modern works. So to go from that to Dutch art from the 17th century was a big jump, but it was a really interesting process. And the process is what inspired me the most. Seeing the girls from Tropical Popical come in, visit that show, get the catalogue, sketch from it, and really start breaking that down and thinking, how can we take something which is quite niche, you know, and then make it very accessible into a wearable art form. I just thought that this had real potential, but I was also concerned that, say, if we did a year-long partnership and they were doing the work in the gallery, only a limited audience would get to see that, and they're not seeing all the thought and process that goes into it. And part of my job is to reveal some of that process and allow the public to find out more about how artists get from A to B to C. So the exhibition was to showcase not only the talent and the range and depth of what was created, but also how it started, so showing the works that had inspired it as well, and also then looking at the formats we could present it in and open up new conversations around how we engage with art forms, etc.
And Andrea, here in Narina, we've covered that exhibition about Countess Markovic, which is in the gallery, and there's a famous photograph of her with a revolver. How did your artists interpret that?
Well, we had an editorial shoot, so a part of where I was coming from the exhibition, was that so much of the time women's art forms are seen as frivolous or dismissed. And we wanted to bring in a lot of that to say that women's art is art. And so we wanted to bring fashion into it as well. So we had five of Ireland's top designers, part of a creative shoot with Aisling Farinella, who's one of the top stylists in the country. And the girls had to respond to a look to go with the outfit and the paintings as well, or the piece of art or whatever it was. So for the Countess Markovic, they created the revolver because we used the quote and the famous quote, "Leave the girl bar." So it's covered in jewels, and then they fashioned revolvers on the nail out of the materials that you would build a fake nail out of. So it's still all made with the materials of nails, and made the revolvers. And then that goes with Richard Malone, who's an amazing designer who's in London Fashion Week in a few weeks. And that is all, brings it all kind of three.
That's right, because I was amazed at the Caravaggio one, where you have Judas and Jesus, on the nails. But then the orange outfit that the model is wearing reflects the orange colours in the painting of the Taking of Christ.
Aisling did an amazing job, and she got all the nails beforehand and match them with an Irish designer and a look that interpreted what the meaning was. So it is a full concept.
Yeah, and I think what's had an overwhelming response in the exhibition has been the fact that there is a thumbnail image of the original artwork plus the location of it in the gallery, so that you can make that connection.
Yes, and you can also get your nails done while you're in the National Gallery, which is great. My thanks to Sinead Rice and Andrea Horan. Renaissance runs until the 12th of September. More information on nationalgallery.ie.